Chaim Belajner in the Nefesh HaChaim, when he's discussing the Indian of Tari Lishma, brings down a chazal, a medrash in Tehillim, and he wants a proof from this medrash that learning Tari Be'ian is more chashiv than saying Tehillim. And the raya is because it says that David HaMelech asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu that when people say Tehillim, when they say the Tehillim that I was Mechaber, it should be considered Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ki'ilu, they're being Isaac B'Negayim Ba'ilus. It should be chashiv as if they're learning the deep inyanim of Mesachas Negayim and Mesachas Ailus. So Zakta B'chai V'lajner, if saying Tehillim is more chashiv than learning Negayim Ba'ilus, so why would he ask that Tehillim should be like chashiv like Negayim Ba'ilus? Tehillim itself is more chashiv. So he said, from here you have a raya that learning Negayim Ba'ilus B'yin is more chashiv as a higher madrega than saying Tehillim. But then he bavars, he says, well, but maybe once David HaMelech was mispalo, now that Taka Tehillim has the same chashivas as Negayim Ba'ilus, so B'chai V'lajner says that you can't say that. He says a famous line. He says, "Even though David HaMelech davened for this, but mi yodeim hiskum HaKadosh Baruch Hu yadu b'zeh ki lo matzina b'divrem ha'tshuva yeshiva hu yisrach al-shei laseh." He says that it's true. We find that David HaMelech asked for this, but who said he was answered? Who said he was nene? Maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not answer him, and maybe Tehillim does not have a din of Negayim Ba'ilus. So l'maisa, we don't know. It's a suffix whether Tehillim has a din of Negayim Ba'ilus or not. Negayim Ba'ilus for sure has a din of Negayim Ba'ilus, and therefore he said we have to assume that Negayim Ba'ilus is on a higher madrega than saying Tehillim. So the Kama Achronim were bothered with what the Nefesh HaChaim said, that it's a chiddush to say this, that when Chazal say that David HaMelech answered, to say that he was a nana, to say that he wasn't answered, is a chiddush. It's not so pasha, it's mistaber that he was answered, and they had that kash and other kashes on what Reb Chaim V'lajner wrote. So I saw in the one of the Mechtavim from Moshe Mordechai Schulzinger, he writes that from our sugya, from Taisus and our sugya, you have L'chai Araya to Reb Chaim V'lajner, because the Gemara says over here on Daf Ayin Tesem Aleph on the top, that the Gevinim insisted to have some of the children of Shaul HaMelech that they wanted to kill. And the Gemara goes through the children that were given, and two of the children were the Shnei Bnei Ritzvah Bas Ayash Yodu L'Shaul Armani Ves Mephibosheth. They gave, two of the children were Armani and Mephibosheth. Now who is this Mephibosheth? So Tysus on the top of the Amid, the Ramaschal Armani, is Mevar, that this Mephibosheth is none other than the Rebbe of David HaMelech. We find in Gemara Brachas that David HaMelech had a Rebbe, and his name was Mephibosheth, and this Mephibosheth was the Rebbe of David HaMelech, not the same Mephibosheth as the son of Yannis and Ben Shaul. But then Taisus has a kasha. He says, if this Mephibosheth is the Rebbe of David HaMelech, then why was David HaMelech not Mevakesh Rachamim Shelo Yikletenu Ha'aron? He should have asked it. He shouldn't be killed. The Gemara says later on that David HaMelech was able to be mispalo, that certain people should not be taken by the Aaron and shouldn't be the ones that deserve to die. So if this person was David HaMelech's Rebbe, he should have been Mevakesh Rachamim, he should have asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the Aaron shouldn't be killed and shouldn't kill him. So it's not mistaber to say that he was the Rebbe of David HaMelech. And Taisus answers, he says, no, it's not a kasha, because we Shloimer, the Shema Bikesh Blanana. Maybe in Echnami, maybe he did daven, he asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he shouldn't be killed, the Aaron shouldn't be killed him, but he wasn't Nana, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't answer him, and that's why he ended up getting killed. So Zakta Moshe Mordechai Schulzinger, he says, you see from Taisus that it's not shver to say on David HaMelech that maybe he was Bikesh V'lanana. It's not shver to say that he davened and he asked and he wasn't answered. So that could be a makkah for Reb Chaim V'lajner, that even though he asked that the Tehillim should be Kenegan V'ailus, but Lamaisa maybe he wasn't Nana, and that was, he felt, as a raya, a smach to what Reb Chaim V'lajner is saying. So it's a very nice raya, but I think that L'chari could be mechalik, very simply, that there's no raya from here to what Reb Chaim V'lajner is saying, because the nidan over here, the nidan is not whether it's possible to say that David HaMelech davened and he wasn't answered. That's not what they're asking Reb Chaim V'lajner. About it's possible to say David HaMelech had a tefillah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't answer him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want to answer him, and he left it the way it is. But the chiddush of Reb Chaim V'lajner is over here, we're talking about not just a private tefillah that he davened and we don't know anything about. This is a tefillah that Chazal tell us beferish that he davened this tefillah. Not only that, but they put it into the pasuk of Yul Ros Nimrei Fi. That was David HaMelech's tefillah that Negayim Tehillim should be Kenegayim Ba'ilus. So if Chazal and the Medrash are telling us that David HaMelech davened that Negayim that Tehillim should be considered Kenegayim Ba'ilus, why are they saying that? The pashas is just saying it because it happened. That's what it is. They're coming to the Meshabech Tehillim. They had a din of Negayim Ba'ilus. So to say that when Chazal report that David HaMelech davened, Hitaka was a nana, that's where the Zachronim have hold it to Chiddush to say that, because if Chazal is saying that this was his tefillah, this is what the Pasuk says, then it would be mistaber to say that he was Nana, and be a Chiddush to say that he was Nana. But over here, Taisus is talking about a private tefillah David HaMelech had. The Navi doesn't record it, we don't know anything about it. We're just saying, we're figuring out, based on what happened, that it must be that he davened, it must be that he was Nana. That's not shver to say, but to say on the words that when Chazal say that he davened, should be Kenegayim Ba'ilus, Hitaka was Nana, that's where it's a Chiddush, and that's why those Acharim have that kasha on Imchaim v'Lajmer. So that's a possible chilek why this Taisus might not necessarily be a riot to Imchaim v'Lajmer. But Lamaisa, that's the aside that Imchaim v'Lajmer says that even though he davened, we taka don't know that he was nana, and he felt it's not sure to say that. It's taka a safek, and there's no raya Lamaisa that Tehillim is equal to Nagayim v'Ailus.